Savannah Valley speaking.
Hey, is Carlos there?
May I ask who's calling?
This is Ja with Bank of Cardiff.
Is he expecting your call?
Not too sure. I actually sent him something a few days ago. I didn't hear back. So that's why I want to give a quick call. So if he saw it, then he'll know who I am. If not, then no.
So then what is your company name?
Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, hold on 1 second, okay?
Thanks. Hey Carlos, this is Ja with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Fine, how are you?
Good, thanks for asking. Hey, I just wanted to follow up on a finance offer I sent out to you a few days ago.
Uh-huh.
It's a pre-approval for $250,000 for equipment financing and working capital. So I just wanted to see what you have coming up where you might need some financing.
What are your repayment terms?
Sure. We have two different programs, equipment financing. It ranges from 2 to 5 year monthly payment, kind of like a traditional loan, like a car loan. And then we also have working capital, which is just straight unsecured capital. For that, it ranges from 3 to 36 months and anywhere in between. And it's based off of your sales. So just to give you a general idea of what we can do for you, do you remember what your sales were like last year?
We only do contract work. So we do is pure decoration, and we sold $450,000 or $465,000, something like that.
Okay, so $450,000, $480,000. Let's just ballpark. Let's just range it up to like $500,000.
Something like that. Uh huh. Yeah.
Something like that. Okay, nice. How's this year going for you?
It's going about the same. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's just a little slow right now because you know every time you have a election year. Our customers get spooked.
Oh, I see.
I deal with a lot of with corporate, yeah.
Oh, I see. But wouldn't you get like hired from maybe like the people that, you know, are holding the election to make clothing or you know,
no, what happens is like certain companies for like Dell Computers, for example.
Uh-huh.
They are like I don't know, there are certain departments that flourish.
Uh-huh.
Certain departments that are completely eliminated depending on certain new regulations with the federal government and the changes that are coming.
Mm-hmm.
And they do co-brand, and they also do co-branding as well, like with Intel and with Microsoft and companies like that, where they share the cost of the shirts, for example. When we do that, Intel pay for the logo,
uh-huh.
Dell pay for the logo, and then the shirt comes out of the funds for that particular department.
I see.
You know, so yeah, stuff like that, and they order quite a bit. So when this happened, they don't know which way it's gonna go. So they get spooked. They don't order.
Mm. So do you do clothing and like interior like decorations or embroidery?
We do everything that got to do with decoration. We do sublimation. We do heat transfers. We do screen printing. We do embroidery.
Oh.
We do rhinestones. We do We do flip flops. We do.
But you only do it for corporate, but not like, let's just say, for example,
no.
Like
I go with everybody. Like if you want something for you or you guys have a little team, you guys play
softball or something.
Rollerball, yeah, or softball or something. I'll do it. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Sounds like you have a lot of equipment then.
We do have a lot of equipment. Yes.
Nice. Okay. Well, just based on that, let's just say 500. Here, let me just do a very fast calculation. I could free up about, you know, $50,000 to $75,000 for you.
Okay. And to be paid on 36 months, because that will be a condition, because, you know, I cannot do anything lower, less than that.
Okay.
It will have to be something like, and maybe if it's longer, it's even better.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're just starting a new, it's the flip-flop thing that I'm telling you, that's like a floating store, and we're just starting that one. And it needs a little bit of an infusion. It's a very good one. It's a very good business.
Okay, so do you make flip-flops, or?
What happens is we have the flip-flops, right? And then the girls or the ladies decorate the flip-flops with their name, bling, flowers, all that stuff, and then you add it. And then we have also another one that we sublimate the top part of it, and we sublimate on it at the bottom. We can put your initials, your name, your
really
monogram.
Cool.
Yeah, and then the colors are very nice and very very vibrant. But we also have acquire all the colors of all the colleges and all the high schools in the United States. So if you have, if you go to a particular high school or a particular college, let's say, for example, you go to, like my daughter, she goes to University of Rochester in New York.
Nice.
You plug there, Rochester, and it shows you the gold and the navy and all that that they use. So when you print your flip-flop, you don't have the logos, you just have the colors of the school in patterns for the flip-flop.
So is that like an online ordering service, or?
Actually, they do it right there on the spot. You know, we have a touchscreen computer that they go over it. They select the size, they select the pattern, they select the university if they want to do that, or they select just the pattern, a regular. Mm-hmm. They put their name on it, and they press OK. They send it to a printer that I print right there, and it's a special printer that it's a special sublimation ink that then I transfer that paper. It's a special paper that I transfer to the flip-flop, and I convert that into gas right away. It goes into the flip-flop at molecular level, and it is there for life. And it's embedded into it, and then I finish to assemble the flip-flop and I give it to them.
That's actually really cool. So if I wanted to buy one, I would have to. Would I have to go to like your store to, like, buy it or?
No, actually, we're gonna have a store that you're gonna be able to order online, because we are working on a flash mail that we're gonna be sending to the different sororities in the country. So they can put
smart.
The Greek letters on the flip flops.
Yes, that is smart. I was just thinking back, because I have a friend that just. She just actually went over to Boston College for grad school. And I was like, that's actually a pretty cute idea for like a birthday gift or, you know, something.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And the good thing about it is sublimation, you have to do it one by one anyway. So it really doesn't matter if you order one or if you order 100. You know, it's kind of like a price flat across the board the same.
Mm-hmm. So you have to buy like a... Did you already, so everything is like already in place, or is you're just kind of like an idea right now that you have that you want?
No. Actually, we already give it a go. We have gone to a couple of shows already,
nice.
And right now we're going to go to a show in Florida that is going to be 38,000 volleyball players.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's going to
be a madhouse.
Man, that's actually a really good idea.
Yeah, I think it's kind of different, you know, I mean, and it's so, how can I say?
It's customized.
It's not,
you know?
It's not populated yet.
Yeah.
I haven't
heard of anyone doing that. So that's totally different. And you know, people would definitely like that in like colleges. Especially like you said, like sororities or like sports teams and stuff like that. And summer is coming up. So
I know. So right now it's like the best of both worlds right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the fraternities with the Greek letters, the sororities with the Greek letters and the colors of the college, and everybody, imagine all the girls with the same flip-flop. Well, what better sisterhood than that, right?
Right, yeah. How much do you charge per pair?
Yeah, the sublimated pair, it starts at $30 because of the process.
Mm-hmm.
But the normal ones, we have 12 colors, and they start at $12.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we're going to have very soon is this the Greek letters in little bling. You know, they're going to have little diamonds on it, and you can put them in there. And those are like $2 a letter. And plus the strap is about $1. So if you want to put the Greek letters on both, on both flip-flops, is $6, $12. That would be like $25 for that pair of flip-flops.
Okay.
So you know,
cool.
so it's not that cheap. It's not that expensive, but it's personalized.
Right. Exactly. I mean, it's just like if you were to personalize, like let's just say, like a bracelet or something. You know, every piece that you add on, or like the material that you use, like the like
actually,
gold
the
or silver. You know, it's different prices.
Yes, actually, the accent stripes that we put, they are bracelets that we cut to make it an accent strap in top of the flip-flop. So
oh.
Now you have this, let's say you pick a bracelet that is yellow, and then the flip-flop is maroon. So this flip-flop goes in top of the maroon band, in top of it, is secured by rivets, and then your name is right in the middle, the name, the initials, whatever you like.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just can avoid that completely, and we just open holes there on spot, and you can just put flowers all the way around the flip-flop.
Okay. That part is done by hand then, right? The part...
That's the interesting part is that we help everybody with opening the holes and stuff like that if they want to, but it's like it's a workshop. People do it themselves. You decorating, making it yourself.
Yeah, do it yourself, DIY.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
but
cute.
If you order via, you know, online and stuff like that, you just tell us what is it that you want and where. Like, for example,
okay.
If you just want one flower right in the center between your toes, right, on the band, we can do it right there. Or there's another one that we put three flowers on the left side of one flip-flop and three flowers on the right side of the other one.
Oh, okay.
And so when you walk, it's like all uniform and nice.
Right.
And,
okay, so basically you can order like things that you want to add on yourself, and they'll do it themselves, and then you guys just print and make the flip flop itself, basically.
Yes, the flip flops are already made. Different sizes are there. They're rubber, so they don't slip, you know, on water. So they're perfect for pools or for you to go for the shower, whatever, you know.
Oh, nice, cool, cool. So. What would you do with the capital that, you know, we can give you then? Would you be buying like the inventory for it, or do the marketing?
Pretty much will be to cover certain events that we want to cover and to come up with you know, other types of displays that we have in mind and things like that. Because even though we worked, the good thing is that we have the flip-flops on certain terms that we don't sell something, we can send it back and exchange it for another color or other sizes.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they're very, very, they're making it very easy for us to work with it because what we're doing right now is very unique. None of their vendors is doing what we're doing.
Right, yeah. So it's basically just to be able to have the money to, like, kickstart everything. You know, the
kickstart everything,
door,
pay for the... There's some shows that can cost you up to $5,000 just to get a small spot.
Oh.
You know, so if you want two spots, that's $10,000. Mm-hmm. And then you have to, like right now, for example, we're organizing one in Florida, right? So we went down there and we found a storage facility that can receive our boxes there.
Uh-huh.
And we contact a temp agency that is going to send us two people to work. Minimum 4 hours, depending on what we need and how we're going to be shipping the stuff, the distance, and the vehicles, and reserve a U-Haul or something, you know?
Oh, I see.
So, it's a whole promotion. So, you know, our story is not that fancy because it's a lot of traveling with it. But once they see it, they like it. We just did one here in Leander, Texas, and it was pretty nice.
Nice. So, basically...
Yeah, people was around there.
Yeah, so that... That show in Florida, how much is your spot costing you then?
The spot in Florida, I think that's going to come up to about $4,000.
Okay, but then everything else that comes with it, like the storage, the people,
everything else.
Yeah.
That's
so
separate.
That sounds like it might be like going to be $7,000 maybe, huh? In total.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Some are like but this one is it might go a little bit more because then you have to add electricity and all the things that you need. You know, that is like hidden the charges.
Yeah, of course. And then also, if they want to do shipping, people need, you know, you got to do shipping too.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, the shipping, we offer in free shipping if you buy it right there, because, you know, if we cannot deliver right there on the spot,
right?
Then we're going to absorb the cost.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not their fault that it's not, we don't have it. So something that they might want, because, you know, we also going to have little combos that the same pattern for the flip-flop is the same pattern that you can heat press on your iPhone cover. And let's say in something else, I think it's like a bottle water holder or something, or like a koozie. And all of it has the same, your initials and the same pattern, all of it.
Wow.
So that's a little combo. That needs to be shipped out. We're not going to be able to do those on the spot.
Oh, I see. Okay, so like just the flip-flop itself you can do on spot, and then if they wanted to customize like mugs, T-shirts, or whatever else that they want from the catalog, then that you would have to obviously you would have to do it in Texas and coordinate the shipping from there. Okay.
Yes.
Wow,
and
awesome.
We also going to offer the beach towels. Beach towels that are 5 feet long by 40 inches high. We have a machine that prints that as well. And so you can send me the picture of all your girls, all the sorority, you know, holding like if it's a baseball team per se.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we can put that on a towel.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool. And then you have like a whole set then.
Yes.
Basically. Cool.
Yes.
And when is the Florida show happening?
Oh, it's going to happen in 2 weeks.
Oh, it's in 2 weeks.
I mean, we kind of have all that covered already, but we pull funds from other stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So you always, when you do stuff like that, you always need a working capital. And right now the working capital is not really that we need it right now, but it's an insurance plan.
In
blanket,
the back pocket.
Yes,
yeah, exactly.
Just in case, you know.
Yeah. So this
What's your interest rate on the loans?
It just depends on how you look like on paper and the industry and the business credit. So it's really hard to say what your specific one's going to be. But how would you kind of like rate your credit? Are you like good, like
I'm scratching the 700 right now as a person, you know, I'm a business owner, so you know, you go through things. But as a business with my leases, I have very, very good record.
Okay, that's good. So 700 plus-ish. So a little bit above national average, then, it sounds like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, for that, and then how long have you guys been in business for?
Since 1999.
Oh, okay. So it's been about 17 years?
Yes.
I can't believe that's
about
17
we
years.
We moved to Texas in 2002, and we have it ever since. We converted the business to a Texas LLC in 2003, I think it was.
Oh, you became an LLC in 2003. So when you say you moved to Texas in 2002, was that also your business moved to, or you started
the
business?
Yeah, we moved the business too.
Oh, I see. Okay, cool.
Yeah, our son died, and he drowned, and it was really bad in the area.
Oh.
Too many memories and things.
Yeah.
So we decided
to
just move out. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I see. You know, I would move out too. You know, just too many memories and just reminders and stuff. You know, but yeah. So well, based on your growth and your credit being a little bit above national average and your time in business, you know, you're 17 years, which is really good. Growth and sales good. Your industry is pretty good too. I would say you probably fall within one of our A or B program. Probably an A program. Have you had like a working capital loan before?
Yes, actually, I'm working with one right now that was referred by Compass Bank. They're called OnDeck.
OnDeck? Oh, okay. Yeah, they're a pretty good company.
I had pulled out a couple of loans for them already, working capital now, and I have a line of credit open with them. Mm-hmm. I have a line of credit open with them that I haven't used. It's for $13,000, but those, the terms are a little bit different, so that is for quick turnaround. It's like if I going to pull out the money, is I have to know that I'm going to be able to pay it within the following 2 months, because they pull money on a weekly basis and they only extend credit for 6 months. So it has to be something that is cannot be on credit. So that's the reason why I'm not using that line of credit.
Oh, I see.
Because the terms
the
are too short.
6 months only?
Pardon me?
Yep. You said the line of credit with them is only 6 months only.
Oh, no. Yeah. I got two lines of credit. I got one with them that is for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And there's another one that is just for 6 months.
Oh, I see.
So it's different plans, right?
Yeah.
So they extended both out to me. So I use the one that gives me the terms because I want to be able to have the flexibility that I can pay you the minimum this month. I say the payment is $500, okay?
Yeah.
But if I can give you more, then I'll give you more.
Another
thing is to be committed to pay at least, let's say, $900, and what about if I don't have it?
Right. Oh, you know? Okay. So you have one that's like an open line of credit, and then you also have one that's like a regular working capital loan that you pay like weekly or daily or monthly, whatever it is.
It's weekly.
I see. Cool. Well, our loans actually work like the working capital side of it. Basically, if you need the money, we deposit into your account, and then we do a monthly, weekly, daily draw, whichever one it is that you get.
Okay.
But the good thing about us is that we're actually one of the few banks that does working capital. So we borrow money at a cheaper rate. So our interests are usually a little bit cheaper than like other companies that does, working capital, like On Deck or like Knight Funding or, anything with funding in their name. We're actually like a real bank. So we borrow money cheaper. So that's the
Let me ask you something. I'm sorry. What was your name again?
JIA.
JIA?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Sorry. Now, can I process the loan and have it and say, okay, you're already approved for $30,000, and I can say, okay, you know what, we're going to leave it there. I'm approved for the $30,000,
yep.
And go as I need it. If I only need $10,000 right now, that's what we put, or you distribute all $30,000 and I have to take them in one shot?
No. So it'll be the first option. Basically, we look at your account, we approve you for the largest amount possible, kind of like a line of credit.
Right.
And then you tell me, I don't really need all $50,000. I only need 10 right now for inventory or the show coming up. I'll be like, okay, cool. So it's the same thing, everything. We just deposit that the $10,000. And then let's just say, in halfway through your loan, you pay us back $5,000. And then you're like, hey, Joe, I need another $10,000 or $20,000.
Right, because you have the line of credit open, right?
Yeah, so that's how it works. So then all you do is just send me updated bank statements, like 1 or 2 months, whatever, how long it is that took you to be halfway through your loan. And then I just get you the new money. So it's like open dialogue, open line, that sort of thing.
Yeah, but you see, what happens right now, I know the show in Florida is going to work fine, but what about if it doesn't, right? What about if something happened there, right? So
yeah.
And then we are a lot of money out of pocket, so we might have to borrow a little bit just to bounce back up again.
Yeah.
And just regather, because the good thing is that this thing is not the core of our business. It's not something that we're going to depend on it. No. This is an addition to what we do.
Right, yeah. It could go really good, or it could, go really bad. Hopefully good, obviously. But you never
know. I think it's going to be pretty good.
But,
everything's happening and all that, but it's a very calculated risk because our income is not tied to the success of this enterprise. If something happened, we can say, okay, well, we tried, let's move forward and let's go and do something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So basically there's no like immediate need for you right now because you got it all handled, but just in case something does, happen or you need some additional funding.
Exactly, but I would love to see if I can have that up open with you guys.
Yeah,
if that's a possibility, then we can work something, Jay.
Sure. So what I can do, I can look at numbers and then give you like amount that you qualify for, like the dollar amount that you qualify for, and just to see how much money we can give you, and then that way you can have in your back pocket, that if you need that 10-20,000 from me, if something happens, then you can call me and I can get that money to you. Would that be something you're interested in looking?
Okay,
cool. What is your email?
CE A N D R I N O at AOL.com.
AOL.com. Okay, so I have CEA, N as in Nancy, D as in David, R, I, N as in Nancy, O at AOL.com.
Correct.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and send over the one-page app. And
okay.
Then you just need 6 months of bank statements. And then when your customers pay you, do they pay you by credit card or mostly by cash or check?
No, cash is very, very little. It's mostly
okay.
By purchase order, because we work with companies and they pay me, they send me
right.
checks. That's only by 3 or 4 companies that we work like that with. And
oh,
then
okay.
everybody else is credit card.
Oh, okay, cool, cool. So it sounds like, you know, a lot of your sales come from credit card then.
Yeah, at least half. Mm-hmm.
Mm, okay, that's good. So then, because, you know, our loans are, you know, primarily based on sales, so that's going to show good cash flow for you. It'll help your file. I just need the four most recent months for that. And then
how many?
We have four.
4 months. Okay. Now,
so,
that
this
whole process, I'm going to start it Monday, Jai, because, you know, I'm by myself right now, and my wife is actually in Florida right now
oh.
finishing this whole thing.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
I just
no
told
problem.
You about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no rush, no any. Yeah, I'll just send it over, and then, you know, whenever you get the chance to gather everything to me, then I can, you know, come back with numbers for you to look at. So, yeah, no rush. You know, you don't have to send it to me today or anything like that. How about this? I'll send it, and then I'll follow up with you maybe Tuesday. If I don't see it Monday or Tuesday or something, like late Tuesday, maybe Wednesday. And then we can touch base. Would that be okay?
Let me ask you another question.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to hold you to it anyway, but according from your experience, when you have seen worst case scenario and best case scenario with an interest rate, why is it that you guys, what you see? Why have you seen that?
Sure. So it's not going to be like an interest rate, like an APR number. It will just be like cents on a dollar. So the cheapest I've seen, with like a seven, like kind of like the same situation as you, credit score about 700-ish, time in business a little bit under 20, and industry pretty good too. I would say the cheapest I've seen is about like 10 cents on a dollar.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And most expensive that I've ever seen is like crazy, you know, like 50 cents on a dollar.
Oh, wow.
But that's for like, you know, 480 credit score, time in business like 2 years, you know. But that's like the craziest I've seen.
Okay, 10 cents on a dollar. So that will be like 10%, kind of, right?
Yeah, like it will be like 10% of the loan, but it won't be like the same thing as like a 10% APR, because APR can end up being.
If you can send me something that I can link in and kind of analyze that a little bit and see how would that work, that'd be great.
Sure.
Where are your headquarters? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Diego, California. So not.
Oh, my son goes there too. UC San Diego. He goes to. Yeah, he's there.
Nice.
He's coming next week for a little summer break.
Nice.
But he's been studying there for 3 years already. He's studying nano engineering.
Oh, wow. Very smart.
Yeah, he's a smart boy. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. We're actually just like a few miles from the campus.
Really? You're in La Jolla?
Yeah, we're in in Mira Mesa, like in between Mira Mesa and La Jolla, right by kind of like the mall.
So I can literally send my son there to go pick up the check.
Well, the fastest way is actually just deposit straight into your account. I know. If your son gets the money, then you never know what happens. He might go and buy himself a new M4 or something.
He will falsify the firm, might endorse it, and then, you know, I'm going to get me a motorcycle. No,
yeah,
he's a very nice guy.
He'll
never do that. He's very, he's very stingy with his money. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Cool. So I'll go ahead and send this over to you, and I'll just include a little bit of info on our bank, and then you can take a look at it. And some reviews, too, if you want to check out.
Yes, please. You know, that will be very important for me to get a little references from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then what I can do for you, too, some people, they don't like, you know, us to run credit or whatever. What I can do is first I can look at your bank statements and your merchant statements to come kind of analyze the numbers and make sure, you know, it's something that's going to be worthwhile for you. And then I'll come back and run your credit if it's something that it's good.
You just nailed it right there, because, you know, that is very important for me, because, you know how there's some companies, they run your credit right away, and this is just sort of points against you. Every time you run your credit, I mean, it's like a point as a deduction,
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, you know, we have that liberty to do that. So that's what I like to do for my customer is I'll just look at the bank's merchant statement and you know, business details. And then if it's something that's good and, you know, I tell you, you know, I can give you maybe 20,000, whatever. And then I'll, if you say, cool, okay, run my credit, then I'll, you know, go ahead and do all that.
So the way we're going to do it, I'm going to just do, and I know you told me, but I'm old. I'm just going to make sure. So we're going to process for the maximum amount possible. Let's say we could qualify for, let's say, 40,000, 35,000, something, whatever it is, right? And so that can be a line of credit open for me that I'm going to use as I need it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
right? So I need 5,000 right now, or if I need the whole 40,000, that's what we're going to work with.
Exactly, yeah. You just
and you're
going to
give me three years.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about the 3 years. That's the longest term I've seen. But
okay.
It ranges, yeah. I'll tell you what you would have, and then you can pick, basically.
Well, it will have to really depend on the interest with the payments,
right, exactly,
and everything,
yeah.
You know, because, you know, I have to watch it. Because also another thing that we're going to be relocating in 2 months.
Oh,
by
nice.
The end of July, we are going to move to another facility. And that also comes with a lot of extra expenses, especially this one because it is a brand new building.
Uh-huh.
And we're leasing from them. And we're going to need electrical. Just the moving is going to be like $5,000 or six, somewhere there. Yeah, just moving the equipment.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. Is it far away?
No, actually, it's only about 3-4 miles from here.
Oh, okay. But you have a
lot
of
equipment, what happens
so
is
you have to get the trucks to move it and stuff like that.
What happens is the machines that I have 4 machines that are 2 tons each.
Oh, okay. Are those like gun machines or?
They're the multi head embroidery equipment that you can do caps and shirts all in production that you can do 8 and 12 at the same time.
Oh wow! I did not.
They're large machines, yeah, and they're very. The frames are made out of cast iron, and they reach it's about 3,500 pounds minimum, so it's close to 2 tons.
Oh wow! You said
each,
what's it called again? Multi-head.
Multi-head embroidery equipment.
Embroidery equipment. I'm gonna look it up just so I can.
Yeah, look at it. Look at it. You know, I have a Tajima brands and SWF brands. I have those here, and I can even send you pictures if you like them to your phone or something.
No, that's okay. I can do Google shows me everything.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. So you're.
Joy, what's your last name? Would you mind if I ask your last name?
That's okay. It's a C H E N. Chen.
C H.
Like Jackie Chan, but with an E.
Okay. Yeah. That's a nice and short.
Thank you. Yeah.
Easy to remember.
Okay. All right, I'll just send it over to you, and I will touch base with you next week and go from there. Would that be good?
That'd be fantastic.
All righty, good talking to you. I'm glad
you too.
To,
thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bye now.